Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com, and the following is a segment from the Outside Health and Fitness podcast. For complete episodes and more information on getting outside and in shape, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com. I'm so fortunate to have Rachel Cherry contributing tips and ideas for getting fit outside at the Outside Health and Fitness website. Rachel is an avid runner, a certified personal trainer, and someone who loves to get outside on the trail or to race whenever she can. She's a great writer, and I think you're going to love what she has to share on the site. In one of her recent articles, Rachel provides some excellent advice for staying fit over the holidays. She's put together 8 awesome tips to help keep you on track, active and healthy during the busy and sometimes health-distracting holiday season. I thought I'd give you a quick rundown on a few of the tips that she shared in that article. So number one, get started first thing in the morning. Rachel points out that during the holiday season, a lot of times office parties and after work get-togethers and things like this pop up with little advance notice, and it really stinks to have to miss those things because you're on your way to a workout. So if you get going first thing in the morning, it's much easier to say yes to those holiday gatherings. Number two, participate in a holiday race. This is a great way to start off your holiday. Maybe a turkey trot or a holiday fun run, something that you can look forward to and train for, provide some additional motivation during the holidays. On top of that, you're going to feel great all day knowing that you've already done something good for yourself. Number three, join an online holiday challenge. Challenges like Pile on the Miles pop up all over the internet when the holidays roll around, and they're a great way to challenge yourself to get moving. Plus, having a lot of other participants working toward the same common goal helps foster a sense of community and motivation to find time to fit exercise into your day. So those are just a few of the tips Rachel shares in her article. To read the entire article and find out how you can connect with Rachel online, head on over to outsidehealthandfitness.com/fitholiday. So I hope you enjoyed today's segment. If you have a comment or a question, I'd love to hear from you. Visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/feedback to leave a voicemail right from your computer. Just click the big record button and start talking. It's as easy as that. For more information and full episodes of the Outside Health and Fitness podcast, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com.